How can we reduce and finally totally eliminate the distractions during the chanting of japa? How to concentrate the mind and how to eliminate all the distractions during the chanting of japa?
The question is asked, how to eliminate distractions during chanting japa. Distraction, what's the opposite of distraction?
Concentration.
Huh?
Concentration.
Attraction. There's distraction and attraction. So she's saying how to eliminate distraction, got to increase attraction. How do you eliminate hunger? What is hunger? What is hunger? No food.
No food.
So how do you eliminate hunger?
With food.
Yeah. So how do you eliminate distraction?
Attraction.
With attraction. So how do you develop attraction?
Breathing faster. Hearing from the mouth of the
saintly
devotee.
So how do you develop attraction for the holy name? One very good way is called tatrak. Tatrak is a yogic practice. Tatrak, T-A-T-R-A-K. Staring at a candle flame. You close all the windows, turn off the fan, and have a wind, no wind, have a candle burning, stare at the candle flame. Or stare at a mandala, a Buddhist mandala. The mandala, the geometric figure. Stare at Shri Yantra. Shri Yantra. Or a different Yantra. Shri Yantra is very good. But that's for yoga. But for bhakti yoga, we take the holy name in Sanskrit or Bengali or Hindi and put it on the wall at eye level, sitting at eye level, within 1 meter from the wall, and just look at it with soft light in the room. And keep looking at the letters of the holy name while chanting japa. That will increase your concentration tremendously. This is a yoga practice. I could show you sometime that if you look at the Sanskrit letters, you'll see the form of Radhakrishna in the letters. I can show you sometime. The way the letters for the latest Sanskrit is formed, you know, that line like this. You can see a threefold form of Krishna. See Radharani standing there in Krishna. As you look at the letters, you'll see Radha and Krishna will come out of Devanagari, Sanskrit letters. You'll see their form. This is a very ancient practice. All biggest Siddhamabhas of Gaudiya Sampradaya have done this. It's called Nam Brahma. Nam Brahma. Nam Brahma means the name is transcendental. The name is Krishna. The name of Krishna is the form of Krishna, is the quality of Krishna, is the leader of Krishna. The name means the name. Name means written. Doesn't mean hearing the name, it means written the name. There was a famous devotee in Gaudiya Math named Krishnadas Baba. He's a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And he was a big chanter, he chanted 3 lakhs of names every day. And so one person, some people from Delhi became his followers, maybe disciples, I don't know. So he said, what can we do, Seva? He said, make a marble plaque and put the holy Ma Mantra right in Sanskrit. Marble plaque was half the size of this book. And so I have like A5. It's called A5 size. A5 size. There's A4, A5. 5x7 inch, A5. Like this big. Like this long way. Like this high. So I made marble, white marble plaques of black letter. Sanskrit. Hare Krishna Mantra. He came. He got one. He came to Prabhupada in Radha Damodara Mandir. He gave one to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada kept it in his room. He was in Saratoga with it. I stayed in Prabhupada's rooms for 3 years. I lived in the kitchen, 1989 to 1992. And that plaque was there. I don't know where it is now. It was just supposed to be cemented in the wall. Sellers would put on the wall, just put some cement around it. You know, just put on the wall, put some cement around it, it gets hard, it stays in the wall. So he just, thousands of these plaques he gave all around. And this is how he chanted Java, 3 lakhs every day. So I can recommend that. That's one technique in my Hare Chanting Hare Krishna book. There's about 60 techniques for controlling the mind in the book. That's one of them. It's a very good one also. I'm sure you're Sagi Charan chanting Java like that also. There's a place in Ambikalana in West Bengal, Nodi Mandal, where Bhagavan Das, Siddha Bhagavan Das, he had Nam Brahma. He had and Bir Chandra, the son of Nityananda, Bir Chandra, worshipped Nam Brahma. He had a stone, and the stone was carved the Ma Mantra. And he bathed every day, he bathed with Abhishek. Panchamrita Abhishek, the black stone, he had carved in the stone the Ma Mantra. And his murti was a Ma Mantra murti. It's called Nam Brahma. So Bhagavan Das became Siddha Singh by chanting Java in front of that. Very cool thing. I have mantra cards that I give out also. Can you go in my room? There's two Elmiras, left hand Elmira, by my left hand side. There's a box. Bring out some cards. We'll give it everybody. Give everybody one. Practical demonstration. Okay, right as well.